Will Yenny of Albany County School District earlier this morning on the program, kind enough to join me in studio. But Dr. Kanner is on the phone with me. Talk about healthy choices that parents can make for their kids when sending them back to school with lunches and snacks. And Dr. Kanner, thanks so much for joining me on the program. How are you today?
Great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Hey, not a problem. I appreciate the time this morning. Well, it is an important time as we gear up, and there's been that national push to make things healthier for school lunches and things like that. What are some of your big recommendations here as we get ready to send our kids back to school, particularly in our local school district? We're about a week away now here when it comes to healthy lunches and snacks.
Oh, it started here already in Georgia like a week ago. So I know what you're talking about. But there's several recommendations that I could give. But first, let me give you a few general rules that I think would be very helpful. Number one, get the children involved in making the lunch. Because otherwise, what kids do is they bring lunch, and they either don't eat it or they trade it. You know, somebody has a donut, and they have a tuna fish sandwich. Well, tuna fish sandwich may be healthier, but a donut sure looks better. So if you get the child involved in making the lunch and making what he has to drink, and they take ownership of it, then they'll eat it, and that's very helpful.
You talk a little bit about daily temperatures in certain parts of the country are so high. So hydration always can be a key thing.
That's my next thing, is to make sure that you put water in a thermos for them. I happen to like hydroxide alkaline water, but just clean water is still important because they need hydration. And most Americans' diets are too acidic, and having an acidic diet causes acidosis, which causes inflammation, which causes all sorts of problems. And one of the problems that it causes children, since they're not really getting arthritis yet, or hopefully, or Crohn's disease, or all the things that inflammation affects, is it throws the insulin mechanism off, and it tells the body we need more sugar. And obviously that's something that our children don't need in general, is more sugar. So give them water to drink, let them crush the night before into a pitcher lemons or limes into the water with their fingers, where they get it all, you know, smushed between their fingers and the seeds are popping out. And then in the morning they strain it and put it in there. Now the child made it. And that's a big difference, because what happens now is the kids take, I don't want to say a brand, but like a Juicy Juice type product that either has hundreds and hundreds of empty calories or artificial sweeteners, neither of which are good for children. So if we could get them used to drinking water, and you let them make it and put a little fruit in it, especially like lemons or limes, because that's a little bit of alkaline, which will help. That's a big difference, and that would help with the obesity epidemic that we have in the country if we could cut out 1,000 calories of wasted sugary drinks.
We're Dr. Keith Kanner on the phone with me, a leading nutritionist, author of the award-winning book, The Green Box, League of Nutritious Justice, and also a CEO and founder of Named. Dr. Kanner has a list of the best and healthiest back-to-school lunches and snacks, and those two. What are the ones to avoid, Dr. Kanner? What are we looking at in terms of avoiding things that would not be good for our sons and daughters going back to school, whether it's lunch or a snack?
Okay. Well, first of all, I would avoid any prepackaged meals like Lunchables, because these are all processed and they're full of chemicals. So try to get the freshest, you know, most natural foods you can. If you're going to give cold cuts, look for ones that don't have nitrates in them. Try to have about half the meal should be fruits and vegetables, and about a quarter should be a protein, and about a quarter should be a healthy fat, because our brains are made of fat, like guacamole or hummus. And you have to make it fun. You could take raisins and put it in there, and then give them some gluten-free crackers that they get to scoop it with. Kids like to play, so if they get to scoop their lunch for some of it, like hummus or guacamole, that's very healthy for them, and it's fun, and you put a few raisins in there, and it looks like ants are crawling across their food, which sounds funny, but kids love that. And they kid about it. So that's what you want to do. But stay away from, you know, prepackaged foods. Stay away from the sugary drinks like the sports drinks and things of that nature. Stay away from sugar and the simple carbohydrates, because the United States and especially our children are addicted to sugar.
Yeah.
And if you stay with the main healthy items, like I said, half fruit and vegetables, about a quarter protein, and about a quarter healthy fats, and then you give them water, they'll be way, way ahead of the game.
All right. Well, again, we're visiting with Dr. Keith Canner this morning, a leading nutritionist, as we talk about healthy back-to-school lunches and snacks. It is that time of the year, parents. In some parts of the country have already gone back to school. We're one of the lucky ones where we're still a week away, but I know even my kids. Well, I've got a split family, to be honest with you, Doctor. I've got one who wants to go, who's looking forward to going back, but then I've got an older one who would rather have, like, another week or two or three or however many she wants. But as it is, you mentioned the sports drinks. So much we hear about, you know, if you're involved in activities, refueling, putting that into your body. It sounds like those are not great in terms of like a snack idea, but do they serve a purpose in another way as a nutritionist?
Well, some of the sports drinks, and it depends on which ones you get, you know, they have electrolytes in there, and they even have salt in there, and you may need that if you're working out a lot. But in general, sports drinks have either too much sugar in it, they have caffeine in it, they have salt in it, and you're better off with a water with some crushed fruit in it, you know, any day.
Okay, all right, that's interesting. Might have to.
I'm also, if you notice, not sponsored by Coca-Cola or Pepsi, so.
You can kind of understand that one there. What are some other tips maybe for parents in terms of the talking portion of it with kids? Because, you know, kids see things on TV nowadays, or they read about stuff and they want to try new things. Well, what's maybe a tip or something for a parent in terms of that conversation with a kid?
Well, when you make the food, if you know what a bento box is, you know, it's a box that has a bunch of sections in it.
Yep.
If you could put that in their lunchbox, where they have boxes that are just like that, and they get to put different things in the different sections, and then you could talk about it and tell them why different things are healthy, and you could have a conversation with them. Kids are very smart, and if you explain to them why water is much better than soda, and depending on the age of the kid, this will give you muscles, this could make you heavy, this is going to make you tired, this is going to give you energy, and you could have those type of conversations with a child. They'll listen to you.
Okay. All right. Some good advice here for parents here as we get ready to go back to school here in 2016. And any other tips that you can provide us from a nutritionist standpoint, if you've got an active son or daughter that's participating in sports? Obviously, we're talking about back-to-school lunches and snacks, but obviously trying to keep them hydrated. And
that's right. Make sure they have enough water.
Okay.
You know, if you have to give them a couple thermoses of water. Even bottled water is okay, but kids don't tend to drink that. It's more fun if they got to make it,
mm-hmm, yep.
Depending on the age of the kids. But when they're older, they'll drink bottled water, and that's better than the sports drinks, I feel, because you want to keep them hydrated. And like I said, get them involved. Feel free to explain it to them. And they could go to either of my websites, especially Dr. Keith Canter, KEITHKANTOR.com. Go to the blog, and they have recipes in there, and you know, or go to print web, and they could see recipes for healthy lunches and healthy snacks, where it really describes it in detail, how to make it and things like that. And you can't beat the price.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Canner, thanks so much for your time this morning, and hopefully parents will heed some of these tips, and we'll have some healthier kids going with lunches and snacks that can really fuel them for a lot of success here during this upcoming school year. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate it. Take care, sir.
Thanks. You too.